questions. This is PS. Who am I speaking with?
Melissa Pendergrass.
Angie Hoffman.
Laura Groff.
How did you girls find out about the summer solstice celebration?
I've been coming the past couple years. I came the first one, and I came for a little bit on the second one. That's my third year.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, we're classmates, and she told us about it.
Where, go to school?
Randolph Community College.
Oh, yeah?
We're all photography majors.
Oh, well, I have a design degree in photography and ceramics. So.
Oh, very nice.
I hear you have a great photography school in Randolph Community College.
It's really awesome.
Yep, good. So you guys know how to overexpose and underdevelop.
Yes, they drill that in.
Flatten it out? Right.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I remember. Well, since the primary sponsor for this event is the Goddess Effect, that begs one question. Who is God?
God is whatever you believe in. It's the maker of all things. It's the male side of, earth, air, fire, water, everything. It's the male side of everything. Mm-hmm. The goddess is obviously the female side. It's a two-way street, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I see. How about you?
I believe in the conventional God, the Father in heaven.
Uh-huh.
But I don't actively worship or go to church because the organized religions it messes me up. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And how about you?
I'm like Angie. I believe in the conventional God's Father over everything, but I definitely believe that God is whatever you're going to make it out to be for yourself.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I've been asking everybody a question tonight. I just gave part of the answer away. If I gave you my Bible and asked you where the Ten Commandments were, could you find it in 1 minute?
No.
It's in Exodus, but I can't remember the exact verse.
No.
How about you?
No.
Okay, it's Exodus. Yeah, it's Exodus chapter 20. And so now my last question is, since Exodus chapter 20, God writes the Ten Commandments and then establishes law and says that anyone who breaks that law, that is sin, and he judges sin. And that the only way to avoid that judgment is by faith in Jesus Christ, because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Do you accept or reject that premise?
I don't think you want to hear my answer, sir.
Oh, yeah, I do. I'm just asking questions.
I don't accept that because the Bible is all man-written. I can't accept something that was written by one person. How can you think that one person is right about everything? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, faith, and I'm not knocking anybody. It's awesome. You believe what you want as long as you believe and you're spiritual. But I honestly don't think that, mm-hmm. The Bible is, the way to live. You mm-hmm. live how you want. You live by the golden rule, and, you're happy, and you love everybody. Why just follow what one certain preaching mm-hmm. says?
Okay, and how about you? Do you accept or reject that premise?
Well, I have a hard time with the Bible as well, because it's, of all the translations, I'm sure I believe that God had certain guys write it in the beginning, but after all the translations, I feel like it's a little skewed, and I'm nervous about whether I should just throw a whole belief into that book.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how about you?
I accept it, but I think it's something that is going to be a little different for everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think God's going to punish you just because you don't believe in one certain aspect of something. I mean, as long as you are a good person. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of people who argue the fact that babies come into the world full of sin, and I personally don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I had a sister who died. No.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they can't say stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's going to be different views for everybody.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly difficult. Your sister, I'm sorry to hear that. That has to be, other than a parent-child death, that's got to be one of the most difficult things ever. How old was your sister when she died?
She was four.
A little. Mm-hmm. And how old were you?
I wasn't born yet.
Oh, I see. So she'd be your older sister. Yeah. Well, obviously, you know her name, and that life is valuable. Well, can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Or actually, two more. You said I didn't want to hear your answer. How come?
I'm sorry, but being called a harlot because I'm not Christian, just kind of, I'm sorry, it's just, stereotypical of me, I'm sorry, but yeah. The Bible, and, you know, you look nice and you're dressed, you know, kind of professional, and I'm like, well, it's probably
I'm a jeweler. This is professional jeweler. Oh, who's called you a harlot?
You are in the Bible Belt.
You're in the Bible Belt. Southern Baptist, not picking on anybody. Again, mm-hmm. I love everybody. But just people who take things too literal, people who don't like differences, people who don't like someone who might think that there's a male and female side of things, someone who doesn't, you know, who worships the earth, and, you know.
Yeah, that would be kind of silly for someone to call you a harlot based upon
Wiccan. Yeah, I know.
Wiccan.
I just kind of smile.
Are you Wiccan?
I am.
Or just kind of?
I'm agnostic. I worship what I feel, and I kind of feel that way, but...
Yeah, well, that is kind of silly that someone would...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to judge, but I just kind of wanted to be quiet.
No, that's fine. I understand that. The question I was going to ask is really prompted by your question. Life is very important. Would you agree?
Obviously, most definitely.
Yeah. Would you vote for or against... a proposition, are you registered voters?
Yes.
Yep. Would you vote for or against an amendment to the Constitution that establishes a woman's right to kill her child?
For.
You would vote for that?
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. No. Okay, and you would not?
No.
And how about you?
I have a different point of view than most people. I would vote for it, but I'm of the firm belief that you should never... do it as a means of birth control.
Exactly.
I mean, there obviously there are certain circumstances, rape and other things, but I mean, if you took every precaution and you still ended up pregnant, I personally think it's her right. But I have the view of my grandmother, who was a nurse in the 40s and the 50s, telling horror stories to my mother and to us about, you know, young women coming in with coat hangers stuck up inside of them and other things that, I mean, illegal is killing more than...
It's killing more than helping.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, well, you've been very kind. Who's the best photographer in the group?
Put your head down! It's the camera. The camera is the best photographer.
Yeah.
The camera is
my... Did you all take pictures tonight?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Well, I operate Diadem Jewelers here in Greensboro. We're on the opposite end of town, off 220 in New Garden. Do you know that area?
Yeah, somewhat.
Well, if y'all are curious, I'm a pretty good jeweler. So I operate my own store. I work for, as a matter of fact, I used to supervise Jewel Box at Randolph Mall. Mm-hmm. Are you from Asheboro or just... You are?
Greensboro area, but I'm familiar with the mall
Jewel
in Asheboro.
Yeah, Jewel Box and Carlisle and Company. I worked for them for 20 years.
Oh, cool.
I used to be the supervisor over the area stores, but I have my own store now, so I'm pretty good at making jewelry.
Cool.
So,
do you make, like, cool stuff or just the traditional
items? I'll do pretty much anything.
Yeah, but you're talking to college students. We can come in, have hungry eyes, and that's about all we can do is be like, ooh, we'll do the chimp thing.
Cameras now.
The cameras are our bling bling.
Yeah. Well, if any of you would be so kind as to call me and email me a couple of pictures.
From tonight's event?
That'd be great.
Sure.
Yep.
Do you have
Diadem Jewelers, yep.
One sec.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Voice recorder.
Oh, Sterling Vanderwerker. My email address is Sterling, Sterling, at royaldiadem, royaldiadem.com. 336-288-7211. Thank you.
No problem.
Oh, here, did you record something tonight?
Actually, I didn't. I just kind of tried to stay away from everybody and kind of...
Did you?
Yeah.
And here you get somebody accosting you in the parking lot.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to kind of stay and keep candid things. I don't like it when people pose, you know? So I catch them doing stuff. It's cool.
Unless our teacher doesn't like it.
Exactly. Yeah. People pose.
How many different professors in the photography department?
Six, I think.
Six?
I don't know. We're getting James next year for lighting again.
Seven.
Okay.
Irene, John.
Wow.
Or Irene and...
That's a huge department.
Mm-hmm. It's really,
it's really big. It's really one of the biggest things in the school other than nursing and auto shop.
I met a little girl that went to Randolph Community College that works for the newspaper. She takes just the regular business
photographs, and you know, if they're going to do a special news thing. Yeah, she's pretty smart. Very smart. I never had lighting. We didn't have lights back in 1973.
Oh, sure you did. You just had to look for it. Well, somehow during the right time of day.
All candles? 4 degrees take lighting.
Yeah.
So 2 years? Yes. 2 year
yes.
degree?
Straight though.
It's yeah, it's solid. It's the equivalent of a 4 year degree in two.
Most so semesters, if you haven't already done your math and your English a year beforehand, you're taking 19
yeah.
credits.
Ooh.
And I mean, it's your spring semester, we had 7 classes.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of tough. So, I mean, lots of times we're there open to close, you know, 8 to 10.
Yep. I've been there. I just pulled a couple of my old photographs out. My daughters, I have daughters your age, 20 and 14. They have no idea what their dad did in college, so. You know, I've got belt length black hair and face painted, and
cool.
you know, all kinds of
nice.
All kinds of oddball things. But, yeah. Well, good. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much.
You're
and send me your pictures. I'd love to see them.
So,
and if you're in my part of town, come by. Diadem means crown, so you can tie those two things together. My name is Sterling. All right. Thank you
Thank
all.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Drive safe.
Ladies, perfect.